Hey everyone, welcome back to the next episode of Shoresy Rewatch by Affinity Streaming. We are on the final episode of season one. And joining me as always to discuss is Katie. How are you, Katie?
I'm good. Thanks, Contrell. How are you?
You're great. All right. We are Shoresy season one, episode six. Don't Poke the Bear is the final episode of season one. Before we get started, guys, please follow us on our socials, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. We're at Affinity Streaming Podcast. All right, Katie, give us your impressions of this season finale.
You know I love this. I love how the season ends. I thought there were some really great highlights in this. Like the music is always great, but the music in this episode was especially poignant. And they set us up for the next chapter for the Bulldogs, which is playoffs. So that's kind of fun. So I like that we got some evolution there.
Yeah, I didn't understand how they made the playoffs if they were like, does everyone?
There's only four teams in their league.
Oh, okay.
That's how it's playoffs. Yeah. The no show only has four teams that play each other.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're playing the Sioux Cyclones. They return this time with their like good players to play the final game of the season. This episode was directed by Jacob Turney, written by Jared Kiso, also starring Jared Kiso. We should mention him. Don't Poke the Bear. So do you have a favorite scene in this episode?
I really liked the last period of the game footage where they're executing their new plan once they like acknowledge that they're not going to beat the Sioux and the boys are just going to go out there and make room for the Gyms for a change who are going to score the last goal. So I love this scene. I love the music, how it's a change from like the heavy hype music that they usually have when they're showing game footage. I just love that. And like how the fans react, how they're like, they get so into it, how everybody was so despondent while they were getting crushed. But then in this last period, the fans are just loving seeing their Sudbury Bulldogs go out there and fight. And you see like the Polichettis, you see Liam and Corey. And I just really like how it all came together. That was my fave. How about you?
I thought it was a strong episode. I just didn't like the beginning, like whatever that hockey show is at the beginning of the episode. I didn't find that entertaining. But the rest of the episode I thought was great. I don't think it was my favorite of the season one. I think that may have been the first one or two episodes. I mean, of the six, there was only like one and a half that I didn't enjoy. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, maybe one. Total,
or maybe half of one.
half of the episode with the family, and then this beginning of this episode with the hockey hockey analyst. But my favorite episode was
scene. Number two.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, that was
the episode two. Veteran presence is perfect.
That was a good episode. One and two were great. Moment of this episode, my favorite scene of this episode was when the redhead shows up at the apartment. What's her name?
Laurence LaBeouf.
Laurence LaBeouf. She shows up and their faces are just like, oh shit, she's here. I just thought like their faces, like the two hockey players and Shoresy's face when she showed up was just like, a great, great moment.
And I'm just going to say that's like a little, there's just like little setups for next season with like, she's like trying to go down the list and say everybody's name and like, she's getting them all wrong or whatever. And she's like, Goldie and 12 inch cunt, whatever. And he's like, she doesn't even know my name. It's like, it's just like hilarious.
Yeah, it was a good scene.
But
so who gets the game stick of the episode for you?
Let's see. Who gets the game stick? I think I'm going to make a bold choice here. I'm going to say it's Fish because throughout this season, we've seen kind of his evolution. Like, we also saw Michael's, but I'm going to give it to Fish. I'm going to say because we kind of saw him earn respect throughout the season. He gets to fill in for Frankie in the big game at the end. I don't know if you noticed, like, he finally, like, he never has a dip before when Shorzy asked him, and now he's got a dip, even though he's too slow with it. But, like, I feel like he's become, like, an important part of the team. He's really fit in, and now he's earned respect. So I think I'm going to give it to Fish.
I think I'm going to zag a little bit here. I'm going to give it to Tobias Gesso, who sings the song at the end of the true love song on the at the end scene. I thought it was, I mean, it was weird at first, but then it was a good song, and it like showed the emotion of the last game. It was an interesting pick, but I enjoyed the song, and I think it was what made the episode.
Yeah, it was great. That was a great song, a really good change of emotion for the game footage for that last game.
Really, that whole ending scene was just was great. That like made
it was
a, it was a good end. Mm-hmm. Teamwork makes the dream work moment for you.
Oh, 100% when the team comes out and salutes the fans. And the fans are all cheering for them, and like Nat and the other women that are, you know, help her run the team are all there, and they're all just like soaking it all in. I thought that was great. I really like that. That, you know, all the teams holding their sticks up, and I like that one. How about you?
I like Sanguinet speech with the gems. Like, I thought that was a cool moment. I guess it didn't really involve the whole team. But that was good.
Cool. Yeah, because the gyms really knew their role on the team. So that's teamwork. They're like, we know our roles. Love our roles.
And I guess you can count those guys, them jogging at the end or exercising at the end when everybody got behind them. That was a cool moment.
Yeah, that also, was nice.
Yeah. All right. Funniest chirp of the episode.
I'm not going to go with reffing youth hockey today, which is shocking because those are always hilarious. I thought today the funniest one was the point after Laurence Leboeuf storms off and like in a huff and says, tell Frankie to get his Siamese cat. And my favorite is when Shorzy says, Frankie has a Siamese cat? That's cultural appropriation. That just cracked me up. I really enjoyed that one.
Yeah, that was a great, great line. I don't know why I found this so hilarious, but when Sanguinet was sitting next to Shorzy, and Shorzy was just like, why are you sitting so close to me? Like, your leg is touching me. I don't know why I found it hilarious, but that was just, that was my favorite chirp. It was like, why are you sitting so close to me? Anyway, do you want to mention any other funny, heartwarming moments from the episode?
Yeah. I mean, I really liked when Nat calls Shorzy into the main office before the last game to give him his new captain sweater. And he like, you know, starts to choke up.
He got all emotional. Yeah.
Yeah. And she's like, and if we lose, and he's just like shaking his head, like, no, we're not going to lose. He was just like, it was great. And then also later in her office during that very like emotional song while they're playing that last period, we see her in her office and we finally see the picture on the wall that's like her, her mom and Shorzy with like their teeth blacked out.
Yeah.
I really like that. To me, that kind of showed for me in a really quick, easy way that it seemed like Shorzy saw Nat's mom as like a mother figure. So, you know, Nat and Shorzy kind of come off as like brother and sister, like the way they like roast each other, but also really support each other. So I like those.
Yeah.
I like those kind of moments I thought were really nice. And when we get into the fun fact section, I have some more for you, but did you have any other funny heartwarming moments that you wanted to get
in
there?
The guys on the exercise bikes, I thought was nice.
Yeah,
that was nice. And also like the look the sister, I guess, gave Sanguinette on the bench. Thought that was cute too.
That was
a Sanguinette's a favorite character of mine. I like him.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah. Well,
they're all great. I love Miguan, Ziguan, Nat. I like them all.
Which,
they're great.
Which one gave him the look, Miguan or Ziguan?
Mig.
Okay.
Mig. Yeah.
Okay. Let's go with your fun facts.
Yeah. So I had been wanting to bring this up earlier in the season, but we see like throughout the season, one of the gyms, the second gym with the longer hair, he has this hat on that has 3N on it. And that's actually the hat for the three Nolans. So Jordan and Brandon Nolan are brothers, two of the gyms, the second and third gym, and their dad, Ted. They're all, you know, hockey players, native Canadian hockey players. And they started a charity called Three Nolans, where they go and like promote youth hockey among Indigenous people in Canada. And it's like kind of a cool thing. They like run camps and workshops and stuff. And I think we talked about this before. Brandon has won the Stanley Cup, and like their dad, Ted, was a coach in the NHL, actually won the coach of the year. And then immediately after that, for 10 years, didn't work in the NHL, ostensibly because of racism and discrimination. But there's a couple things out about Ted. There's a documentary called The Unwanted Visitor that kind of covers his story, and it's an interesting detail too. He also has a new memoir out called Life in Two Worlds. So I'll just give those fun facts right there.
Awesome. All right. So that'll do it for this episode. Next time we will be on season 2, episode 1. So thank you for joining us for KVIP Trail. We'll see you next time on Georgia Rewind.
Bye.